You're listening to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. Each week, we spotlight members of the WordPress community. I'm your host, Doc Pop. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine and my contributions over on torquemag.io. You can subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. You can also download the episodes directly from WMR.fm. I often tend to think of the web and WordPress in a US-centric way because that's where I live. Luckily, through many of my interviews, though, here on Press This, I'm reminded that the world is much bigger than what I tend to think of. As a matter of fact, I'd say at least half of our guests are not in the US. And that's just a good reminder, sometimes that when I'm building a website in English, that I might not be involving all the possible people who I want to see it. I read this morning that 6 out of 10 people over the age of 5 speak English. So that's a pretty good reach, but there's still lots of people that I might not be reaching or that might not really feel that comfortable, you know, reading English on my site. So today I'm talking to Tomas Fanchon, the partnership manager at Weglot, a translation service that is compatible with all major CMSs. We'll be talking about the advantages of translation from an accessibility perspective, as well as SEO and other benefits. Plus, we'll be going through the step-by-step process of how to set up your own multilingual site using Weglot. But let's kick this off. Tomas, why don't you just tell us how you got into WordPress?
It's a funny story because back in the days, I was trying to launch my business. And that's how I discovered WordPress, because I wanted to build a website. And it was a pet sitting business. So I created my website using WordPress. And that's how I actually discovered WordPress, which is basically how it went. Afterwards, I started to dig a little bit more around like plugins, themes, to understand how the ecosystem work, and more about the community itself. It's something that came up to me really afterwards, because at first I didn't know that there was a WordPress community. I was just a lonely business owner who was trying to launch a business and make it grow. Then I discovered Weglot and I started to work there. And that's when our CEO, Augustin, told me about the community, about meetups, WordCamps, and all the amazing things that the community is doing. And that's when I dig a little bit more in WordPress and in the ecosystem. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned at the top of the show that most of my guests recently have been overseas, a lot of Europe. You're out of Paris right now in the Weglot office?
We are in the HQ, today. And we are in Paris, France. Most of the Weglot team is based around Paris.
So why don't you tell us, what is Weglot and how does it work?
Weglot is simply a translation plugin that will allow you to translate your website in multiple languages. How does it work? When you first install it on WordPress, like all of the plugins that are available there. So you add it from the directory, and then you are asked to an API key that you have when you create a Weglot account. You add it on WordPress. Then you have to select your original language is already selected. And then you have to choose your destination language. After that, you are redirected to your website, and you have a little language feature. And then you can switch between English and whatever language that you actually pick. And then you have a first layer of automatic translation. All of these translations are stored inside of your WordPress dashboard. They are stored outside on the Weglot dashboard, and you can have access to them at this place. And then you can edit it and use all the tools that we have to fine tune your translation and add rules and do multiple things that you have on the platform.
Is it creating like a multi-site? Is it like english.torquemag.io, or is it just like a little switch that changes?
So basically, we use subdirectories on WordPress. So it would be your website slash FR, for example, for a French version of your website. So yeah.
Okay. And are you using large language models to do that transcription?
So we have different translation solution that we use for the translation. We use the best available on the market currently, which is DeepL, Google also, and Microsoft Bing, I think. And depending on your language pair, we will select one of them. And you can even ask to our support team if you, for example, prefer DeepL or Google, or and to have this translation solution for your website.
If I have a site that has maybe my product name looks like a regular word, but it's slightly like intentionally misspelled or something, and I need that to stay the same, but I need everything else around it translated. Is there ways to be able to train Weglot to recognize when I want a word in English?
Yep. It's part of our editing option that you can have access to. So you can actually add a translation rules, which would say never translate my business name, and we will never detect it and translate it.
And so what are some of the advantages of having a multilingual site? Like, what would you list as some of the big reasons for why someone would want to do that?
The first thing that I have in mind is increasing your traffic, because by adding more languages, you are allowing more people to have access to your pages. If you're doing it correctly, which means that SEO-wise, you're respecting all of Google multilingual SEO best practices and your page are properly indexed, then you should acquire more people coming from different language. And if you adapt your marketing likewise, you should also be able to increase your conversion rate on the website and drive more sales, which is always nice when you have a business and you want to generate more revenue. And of course, also, it's all about the customization of a website today. Everyone wants to have like this perfect custom website. So we go and we pay a lot of money to have like this crazy design and all of these cool effects on the website. And we often forget about the languages, because a lot of people are actually interested about your topic, but they just don't understand it. You can have like a really, really fancy website, but if, let's say, I only speak French, I come to your website and I don't understand anything, then it's going to be difficult for me to purchase your services or your product. Mm-hmm. So translation can also be a major key in the customization road.
As a user, I might be a little nervous about translating. Are there any disadvantages? Like, is just a couple that I have fears of? Maybe that I'll be maintaining multiple sites instead of just maintaining one, or maybe that it'll affect my, you know, page speed, or just in general, like that it'll be, I don't know, more work. Can you talk about, like, are there any downsides like that for these?
Yeah, there's one thing that you mentioned that is quite interesting, is like there is different approach. You can have one site and subdirectories. For example, it's what we do at Weglot on WordPress. And you can also have multi-site, which means that you'll have one website for, let's say, each of your the region or the countries that you're targeting. So you have one website for French, one website for, I don't know, English, Spanish, and so on. So even with these two approaches, there is pros and cons, which is quite interesting. Like, for example, if you take like one site, it's easier to maintain, easier to have, it's also fastest for you, because you're going to have a low maintenance of your translation, and it can be like quicker. When it comes to having one site, it takes you more time and you're going to have a lot of manual process involved if you do everything manually, for example. So, and of course, sometimes when you're thinking about a translation software, you're thinking about speed sometimes. So does it impact your page speed? that would depend on the translation software itself, and are the developers aware of that? Are they making sure that it has a low minimal impact on your page? Mm-hmm. And one other thing is people tend to think about the quality of the translation, but also if the software is going to be fully compliant to their workflow.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say it's not disadvantageous, but it's just like thing that people think about when it comes to translation software.
I think that's a good spot for us to take a quick break, Tomas. I appreciate you answering those questions. And when we come back, we are going to get back into it with talking about how to build a multilingual website. I think we'll be kind of assuming we're talking about a multilingual WordPress website using Weglot. So stay tuned after this short break. We'll be right back. Talk more with Tomas Pynchon about Weglot and multilingual websites.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Press This, a WordPress community podcast. I'm your host, Doc. Today, I'm talking to Tomas Pynchon, the partnership manager at Weglot. We are talking about Weglot, translation software. The first half of the show, you probably heard, we have talked about the advantages and disadvantages of having multiple languages supported on your website. I think at this point, let's just get into assuming I have a website, a WordPress website, whatever the modern version is. I'm running blocks and have full site editing and stuff like that. I'm on a modern WordPress website. I'm ready to translate it. I've got it all set up and I really like the way it is in English. What's the next thing that I would need to do using like Weglot?
Okay. So I think the first thing that you are going to have in mind is what are the languages that I'm going to select? So in order for you to do that, there is a really simple way. You can simply go at your Google Analytics and double check in which languages your users are actually looking at your website. Once you have that information, you can select, I don't know, the top two languages and start to translate it and see if it has an impact or not. After that, you want to think about, are you going to select machine translation, human translation, or even mix both, which is what we provide at Weglot. You have a first layer of automatic translation, and then you can edit everything. Another point would be to always have in mind what are the cultural differences of countries or the region that you are targeting, because words doesn't have the same meaning depending on which country you are targeting. And once you have those three in mind, then you can move to selecting your language, processing like with the machine or human translation. I mean, machine translation, what is really cool is that it's super fast and the cost too is less impactful than human translation. But with human translation, I mean, you're having quality translation. Even if we know that today with Google algorithm and all of the other machine translation solutions are getting better and better. And once you define this, you can move to, I would say, the more technical stuff, which is your SEO settings. Oh, and one more thing that even myself, I always forget is the images, because you're also going to want to adapt your images depending on which regions are you targeting. So to make sure to translate your image.
Wait, when you say translate your image, are you talking about translating like the alt description or the image title?
I'm talking about the alt images. So, and also, you can, like, let's say you have words on one image and you're based in Europe and you're also targeting the US. Maybe you're running summer sales, I don't know, in France. And in the US, you are running winter sales or Black Friday or a special promotion. You don't want to have the same image in both of the languages. So then maybe you're going to want to change those images and adapt them to your marketing. Once you have, like, you know what languages are you selecting, you know, you choose a software that is going to be like able to manage, I don't know, machine translation, human translation. You're not going by yourself. Then you're going to think about your SEO settings. It's the technical part. Basically, what you want to have is unique and dedicated URLs. So you can have subdomains, subdirectories, or country-specific domain. At Wiglot, we do subdirectories with WordPress. Then you're going to want to add hreflang tags to the website to make sure that Googlebot is aware of your website being translated in the specific languages that you selected. If you're doing it by yourself, you're going to have to add it manually, which can be a pain. If you have a translation software, I don't know how is the others working, but at Wiglot we add it automatically. It's done by default. And once you have hreflang tags on your website, you're going to think about your metadatas, which is point three. So to make sure that your content is properly indexed and people can understand to what they are about to click on. And another tip that we add from an agency who is working with us is about the language switcher visibility. So they found out that the more that the language switcher is visible, the better it is to rank on a search engine. So I think it's a tip and I thought I would share it.
You know, you brought up something. I feel like I've been talking this whole show as if, like, you know, just support all the languages. But you're talking about maybe supporting some. And I guess that probably does make more sense. Like, if I have a site that's maybe there's a lot of people in India that visit our site. And so I want to kind of translate towards languages there rather than just like selecting all. I would probably be a little bit more intentional when I'm translating a site, right?
Yeah. And I think it's just also been thinking about the cost, because obviously, even if you're doing it by yourself, you don't use a translation software or a translation plugin like Wiglot, and you're doing it by yourself, it's going to cost you some money. So the easiest thing for you to do is just select the languages where you already have a market, and then you just double check if you have a return on investment or not. If you don't have it, then maybe you need to, I don't know, improve your translation, make some change to the page to make it convert better. But if it's working, then you can also invest more in the translation. So, and even one thing that you could do is just select a couple of pages. Let's say you have a product website. You have like three or four products that are working quite well. So you choose to translate these pages and you see if there is like some attraction there. And if there is, then you can invest more and put more translation and have your entire website translated. So it depends on your approach. But yeah, it's just making sure that all your marketing efforts should be like perfectly matched with what you are doing and when you are approaching translation too.
Well, I think that's a good spot for us, Tomas, to take our final break. And when we come back, I think we're just going to talk about the advantages of just talking about maybe some of the advantages that WordPress offers for this type of thing. So stay tuned. And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Tomas Fanchon the partnership manager at Weekalot. Stay tuned for more.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome back to this episode of Press This. I'm your host, Doc Pop, talking to Tomas about translation software. We are specifically talking about Weglot, and we just went into a deep dive. Thank you, Tomas, for that, of how to set up your SEO and translating images and things like that. And all this got me thinking, you know, at the top of the show, we said that Weglot supports all major CMSs, which is a claim made on the site, but it seems to check out. I'm looking here. I see WordPress, Wix, Squarespace, Ghost, everything. I even asked, I didn't see Joomla on here, but you were saying there's a PHP snippet that people can add to, you know, enable this on Joomla. So Tomas, the question I want to know is just an expert on all CMSs, which you are now officially dubbed an expert on all CMSs. What is the advantage maybe of just working with WordPress in this ecosystem when you have a plugin that works with so many other different things?
Yeah. So originally we launched Weglot on WordPress and we always had a special bond with the ecosystem. What I really like is that there is multiple options on WordPress and it's a fast growing technology. Obviously there is a lot of users on WordPress. I think, I don't remember quite the stats, but it's one of the CMS where there is like a huge amount of potential customers, which is interesting from a company side of view. And WordPress, really great. There is a lot of plugins available on the market, a lot of cool things that we can do regarding partnerships. I'm thinking about like my job, for example. There is like tons of themes, plugins, and cool things that we can do with people from the ecosystem. And it's just, I think, like the diversity of project there, which I found really, really amazing. And as I said, as it's a fast growing, like the technology, it's always moving. There is a lot of contributors, a lot of people, and a huge, huge, huge community too. Like for World Cup US, I'm sure maybe you attended and I wasn't there this time, but I'm sure it was amazing, but I've attended a couple of World Cup Europe and meetups, and it's just a super nice ecosystem to make your product grow. And what really, really, really nice thing too is that I find that WordPress users in general are really easy to give you feedback about your product. And at Weglot, it's something that we value a lot. Because with all of this feedback, then we are able to improve the product and make sure that it fits the needs of our customers and the people that potentially need at some point multilingual.
Well, yeah, I really appreciate your time here today, Tomas. If people want to follow you or learn more about Weglot, what's a good way to do that online?
You can go on our website where you'll be able to find all of the information about Wiglot. And if you want to reach out to me, like, you can do it on LinkedIn or Twitter. Yep.
Right on. And I really appreciate you joining us today. And, you know, you mentioned WordCamp US, and I'll just go on and say, I just got back from WordCamp US 2023 in Washington, D.C. If you're looking for more great content about WordPress, I shot 12 interviews with WordPressers on location there. So you can check those out on Torque's YouTube channel or go to torquemag.io and just search for WordCamp US and you'll find those videos. There's some really interesting stuff there. And on that note, I want to say thanks for listening to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. You can follow our adventures on Twitter at the Torque Mag. That's the Torque Mag. And that's it. Subscribe on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or download from WMR.fm. Again, I'm your host, Dr. Popular. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love spotlighting members of that community each week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.